No Way Out, Chapter 2. "What do you want, Didi?" Sun Wei asks. "For Zhao Yunlan's sake, he will beg if he has to. He would beg for his Didi's sake too, he thinks. His heart aches at the thought. His Didi doesn't want him to." "Your surrender, Gaga," Yitsun says with a smirk, walking closer. His hand cups Sun Wei's cheek, and Sun Wei looks away. He turns his eyes down as his heart trembles helplessly. His Didi is touching him, and even now, even when the touch is mocking and full of anger, it is still his Didi touching him, and Sun Wei didn't think that would ever happen again. Sun Wei feels Yitsun's power pressing against his mind, tendrils seeking for any cracks to slip through. With a start, Sun Wei realizes exactly what Yitsun means by surrender. His breath shudders as he meets Yitsun's eyes.
"You won't hurt Zhao Yunlan," he says.
"I will not," Yitsun agrees.
"You will let him go," Sun Wei says.
"I will let him go after I take you to see him," Yitsun answers. Sun Wei hesitates. Pain twists at him, thinking of what Yitsun might make him say or do to Zhao Yunlan while under his control.
"You will not hurt him through me," Sun Wei demands.
Yitsun huffs and smiles at him. "Physically, very well, Gaga. But I can't control his emotions. If he finds it painful to see you..." Yitsun lets his words trail off. There's a cruelly amused twist to his lips, and Sun Wei knows that there are too many things still left open, too many things Yitsun might yet do. But he hardly has a choice. Zhao Yunlan will be safe. He will be back in Haixing. Sun Wei lowers his head and surrenders. Sun Wei is still aware of himself, aware of the control his brother has over him. That is a cruelty all on its own. His eyes roam over Zhao Yunlan's body as he sits down on the bedside. He looks pale, and there are some fading bruises and scratches on him, but he looks better than Sun Wei had quite dared to hope. Without any say from Sun Wei, his hand presses against Zhao Yunlan's cheek. Zhao Yunlan's eyes blink open far too quickly when Sun Wei is used to him being a far heavier sleeper. For a moment, he looks bewildered as he stares at Sun Wei. His eyes go wide. He grabs Sun Wei's wrist, the chain holding him to the bed clinking. "Sun Wei," Zhao Yunlan whispers, his voice hoarse. "It is you. How..." He manages to get out before his voice breaks, tears falling from his eyes. Sun Wei feels Yitsun's anger slam into him, and all he can do is sit there and watch Zhao Yunlan cry. He can't even reach out and hold him. He can do nothing about Yitsun's rage, tearing at his insides. With careless, rage-fueled abandon, Yitsun tears into Sun Wei's memories, finding ones of him and Zhao Yunlan, looking at them one by one before quickly throwing them aside. Yitsun stumbles when he finds memories of the past, of the war. Suddenly, Yitsun is there in the room with them. He tears Sun Wei away from Zhao Yunlan's feeble grip. He thinks Zhao Yunlan is yelling something, but all Sun Wei can hear is his Didi's voice yelling "How!" over and over. Yitsun straddles him as he presses Sun Wei down against the bed, his hands grasping Sun Wei's hair. Sun Wei stares into his Didi's eyes, helpless as he carelessly roots through Sun Wei's mind. Sun Wei is the one who'd let him in. And then both of them fall, the memories pulling them in. Jiayunan stops trying to pull Yetsun away from Shunwei as he suddenly slumps down over his brother. Silver hair covers Shunwei's face, and Jiayunan has to strain to get close enough, the chain around his wrist holding him back. But he manages to reach far enough to brush away some of the hair, to see that Shunwei is equally passed out. Jiayunan stares at them. Everything is very quiet. Finally, his sleep-muddled and panicked brain starts to come back. Shunwei didn't even try to fight back. Shunwei hadn't said a single word. Jiayunan looks at Yetsun, lying slumped over his brother. He's very familiar with one particular power of Yetsun's, seeing as Yetsun has been trying to get into Jiayunan's mind for a while. He grasps Yetsun's ankle, since that's the part he can reach the easiest. He's about to try to haul him away from Shunwei, when he hesitates and then stops, slowly pulling his hand away. What if he makes things worse? He's not sure what's happening, and what if trying to get Yetsun away by force will hurt Shunwei? They're both out cold at the moment, so who knows which of them is doing something here? Jiayunan waits, trapped there next to them with nothing he can do. He already knows very well that there's no getting out of the chain around his wrist. It's forged with dark energy and not something he can just pick or slip out of. Then suddenly, with a gasp, Yetsun pulls his head up. "Gaga," he whispers, and Jiayunan is pretty sure he can see tears roll down his cheeks. But he only has a moment to notice anything before Yetsun leans back down, his lips crashing against Shunwei's as he holds him down against the bed. Jiayunan should do something, but he wasn't expecting that. Abruptly, Yetsun scrambles away, falling down to the floor, visibly shaking. "Tiki," Shunwei calls out, panicked and worried as he quickly pushes himself up, following Yetsun. Jiayunan can only watch as he grasps Yetsun's shoulders. "Didi, are you..." "Fine," Yetsun says between gritted teeth, still shaking. "You're an idiot, Gaga. This much light energy..." Then he bites his jaws shut, saying nothing more. "Didi..." Shunwei whispers, his voice agonized. It feels like an eternity passes. Jiayunan opens his mouth a few times, about to ask what the hell is going on, and then stops himself each time. Shunwei keeps holding on to Yetsun. Then, suddenly, Yetsun slumps forward against Shunwei. "It's fine," Jiayunan hears him mumble. "It'll just take a while to digest everything." "Didi?" Shunwei asks, but there's no answer. When Shunwei lifts Yetsun up and then lays him out on the bed, Jiayunan realizes that he's passed out again. "What's going on?" Jiayunan asks finally, looking from Shunwei to Yetsun, now lying on the bed next to Jiayunan. "Jiayunan," Shunwei says, and the next thing Jiayunan knows, he's being held tightly against Shunwei's chest. He's not entirely sure which of them is trembling. Shunwei pulls away a bit, and then his lips are on Jiayunan's. They kiss frantically, all the worry and desperation of the past few days, weeks, in that one kiss. Jiayunan is breathing heavily once they pull apart. He looks down at the unconscious Yetsun right there. "I don't think I'm ready to do more with your Didi right there," Jiayunan says. But damn if part of him isn't longing to feel Shunwei inside him. "Can you do something about this?" he asks, holding up his wrist with the shackle. The chain rattles as he shakes his hand demonstratively. Shunwei looks at it for a moment before sighing. "We'll have to wait for Didi to wake up," he says. and he'll just let me go. You two are just magically all good now. No more trying to destroy the world or whatever he's trying to do, Jiaolan says, gesturing angrily at Yetsun. Shunwei looks down at his brother with a soft, fond look on his face. And Jiaolan realizes all at once that there's no way he'll try to take Yetsun away from Shunwei if they somehow did make up, while unconscious. He sighs. What's a little torture and murder between family, right? I think so, Shunwei says, but in a way that Jiaolan takes to mean yes, definitely. Okay, Jiaolan says, and then burrows a bit tighter into Shunwei's arms. He's just not going to think about any of it until he has to. We'll just cuddle here, next to your unconscious brother, on the bed he chained me to, Jiaolan mumbles. Yunlan, Shunwei says, his voice sounding unsure. No, it's fine. We'll talk about it once we're all not here, he says firmly. And then they just sit there and hold each other, because Shunwei is there, and both of them are alive, and that's all that matters. The end.